Well, Carroll College Saints have made the NAIA playoffs. Yet to be determined, the fate of the University of Montana. But somebody on the line here, Christy Jacobson, Secretary of State for our great state of Montana, is probably a fan of both those institutions, having graduated from Carroll College and then also from the University of Montana with a master's degree. Joins us now to talk about the election wrap-up. Unless you want to give, what is it? Are you going to give us a Carroll College cheer first or a Grizz cheer first, Christy?
Both. They're both awesome. Actually, all Montana schools. I'm going for all Montana schools, but especially Carroll and the Grizz. They're awesome.
Okay. You know what? That's what everybody says. Deep down, Christy, are you a Grizz or a Bobcat?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would say both. I mean,
that's fair.
My son graduated from MSU, and then of course I graduated and from U of M, and so I'm torn. They're both good schools.
They are, and shame on me for trying to put you on the spot. But this is the week to do it. You know, this week.
It is.
Yeah. I'm with you too. I've got a connection to both of them. I got a breakup coming here. I got 2 minutes before that, and then some things I want to dig into on the other side. Mostly what's on your plate there. But give us the 2-minute version of how the election went in Montana.
Well, I think it went overall pretty well. I do think there's room for improvement. We had kind of a contrast from the primary, which was, I think, a little bit. It was run a little smoother, and we got the results out quicker. And at that point in time, we had all of the election integrity laws in place. As you know, those were stripped by the court. And so for the general election, we did not have the voter ID law in place, along with the moving back the same-day registration, which I think caused, you know, some delays.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we need to get those. Hopefully the Supreme Court will, when I appeal, will rule in favor of the election integrity laws, and we'll get back on track.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that those laws were just injuncted. So they were not, and I've seen all kinds of coverage saying that those laws were thrown out. They're still yet to be decided, right?
Yes, they were thrown out for this to be enforced during the general election. Yeah. But I will be appealing, and hopefully they'll be back on the books for the next election.
Yeah, and we've talked about how important that is. Voter turnout for a midterm election, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. We had 60% of the voter turnout. So we have about 763,000 registered voters in Montana. 459,000 turned out to vote, which equates to about 60%. In comparison, in 2014, we had a 55% turnout. So we had a decent turnout, which is good.
Yeah, well, come on back. Got this breakup coming here. Want to talk about areas, because I know that you had supported putting in a new IT system. We'll talk about that. Christy Jacobson, Montana Secretary of State, with us here today on Voices.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
AARP Montana brings the voice of the consumer to the Capitol in Helena. As one of Montana's largest nonprofits, we work to protect Montanans from fraud, support family caregivers, lower prescription drug prices, and protect Social Security and Medicare. We fight for all Montanans, helping people choose how they live and how they age. Stay up to date on how we're fighting for you. Sign up to receive legislative alerts at aarp.org/get involved.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz.
30 years ago, I guess, is when this college game day debuted. And now it's finally coming to Montana to cover a Big Sky Conference game. It's pretty cool. That's a big thing. We'll talk about that as we roll on here throughout the week leading into that. Didn't the Grizz won last year? I think so. So it's Grizz Cat. Okay. Not Cat Grizz. It's Grizz Cat. This is how I go about it. All right. And welcome back. Thanks for being here. Monday edition. Keep kicking it. All right. Voices of Montana. Got a lot of work to do. But whoever wins the last one or the current one, they get their name first. That's just it. End of story for me. All right, so Grizz Cat game, Brawl of the Wild being Bozeman, and so will College Game Day. We have on the line here Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson as we're talking election issues, but this election coverage in Montana, or not coverage, pardon me, but this election process in Montana. And Ms. Jacobs, Kristi, thank you so much for being here again. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Good
morning to everybody in Montana.
Yeah. It's a Monday morning, so we're probably kind of dragging our you-know-whats around. That's kind of how it goes. We make the most of our weekends around here. What else kind of stands out about this election in Montana? Did you have new software system, new electronics working? Give us some more impressions.
So kind of the next steps in the process today at 3 o'clock, we will, the counties will count the provisional the votes or the provisional ballots. So that starts today at 3 o'clock, and that will just kind of wrap up the final numbers. And then tomorrow morning, the Board of Canvassers will meet, which that consists of the State Auditor, the Superintendent of Public Instruction, and the Attorney General. They will determine the random audit of the precincts that will be hand counted in the audit to make sure that through a hand count, those numbers tie to what the tabulators reported. So that's kind of the next step for the rest of November. And then we are, we've been parallel testing a new election system, and that will be slated to launch in January. So that's kind of what we've got on our plate in the next couple months. And of course, preparing for the legislative session with our supermajority of Republicans.
What happens in those other states to talk about election counting? I'm sure you've looked into that. You're obviously following that, but especially as I'm looking at the Arizona race, it just seems like they're not, they put in an 8-hour day and then, you know, with two coffee breaks and a lunch break. And I don't know, why can't we get this done sooner?
Yeah, there's a couple states that are very, very, very disappointing, obviously, Arizona being one of them. But basically, we like that the states have the autonomy to determine the laws
yes.
in which they want to run their elections. So that's a very good thing. Unfortunately, states like Arizona, California, where you see the delayed results and lack of election integrity, is problematic because the laws that exist in those states are not good laws. And you know, shame on Arizona. That should have been fixed. And learned from 2020, which, you know, 2 years have gone by and nothing has been done. Montana, we've got a lot of really good laws in Montana. There's one, though, in 2019 the legislature passed, because I did hear from voters that they wanted the results, especially in the congressional district one, out sooner than Thursday, and that was very frustrating. And I think when people are asking why was there a delay in that? One of the reasons is that in 2019, the legislature passed Senate Bill 162, which removed the language that required counties to continue counting without adjournment until completed and the results being publicly declared. So when that law and that language was repealed in 2019, it allowed counties to determine, oh, I'm going to stop counting at, you know, maybe it's midnight, and then we'll come back, you know, for example, in Missoula, Missoula County said we're going to stop, and we'll come back the next day at 10 a.m. and start counting again. Well, that was very frustrating for the people that wanted the results on the same day. And interestingly enough, that bill was passed with the promise that if counties were allowed to open ballots and start preparing to count on election day, that the results would be on the same day, which has not been the case. So Montana, we have a little bit of room to work on and to continually improve, but certainly not to the degree of Arizona or California, which is you know, just absolutely unacceptable that this was a case 2 years ago. Nothing has been done, and we're in the same situation 2 years later trying to determine, you know, where our country, you know, lies right now.
There was,
in terms of leadership.
Was there more scrutiny this year? I mean, did more people get involved in the, and was there an avenue for more people to be involved?
Yeah, so I think the one good thing about Montana, we, you know, like transparency, we have, you know, high turnout, especially when you compare our state to the rest of the country. Montanans care very much about, you know, who we're electing as our leaders. And, you know, we have a lot of people that volunteer to be poll watchers. And the more public involvement and transparency we have, the more solid our elections are. And we have that in Montana. And, you know, we welcome it. And certainly at the county level, I know it's welcome to have the public participation and scrutiny and all hands on deck when it comes to Election Day.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Did it get a little over-aggressive in some areas?
I have not heard of any complaints on Election Day of any sort, anybody getting aggressive or anything like that. I think, again, in Montana, we're respectful people, and we have, you know, we treat each other with grace and respect for the most part. And I certainly did not hear of anybody getting aggressive or any situation like that.
What about, and I know we got some limited time here. I got a couple of calls in for people who have questions here. Before we get to that, though, and please stand by, chain of custody. How important is that? And then how easily is that to break, and what kind of things happen? Because I've seen that in some areas, questioning that chain of custody when it comes to ballots.
Yeah, chain of custody is super important when it comes to security and the election integrity. And we have a bill that was just passed in the last legislative session that tightens up the security measures in the counties. And our office wrote some rules that also tightened up the security around all of that. And I think everything went pretty well in terms of what we've heard on our end from chain of custody.
Let's get a quick call in here, Christy. Brad Molnar in Laurel listening on KGHL with some questions. Good morning, Brad. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Christy. I just wanted to say that this election was the second time I've been an election judge. And for people that are concerned about election integrity, this thing is about as tight as it's going to get. I think we could do more, but not change the outcome. The chain of custody is extremely heavily scrutinized all day at my table. It turned out we were two ballots short. We had to figure out where the heck they got misfiled at. We found them. There was never any chicanery. And I think, Christy, that you do a great job at the upper level. And I think what we're doing at the county levels is 100% trustworthy. And I think the conspiracy theories simply need to stop.
Brad, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's grab a Christy, before you comment on that, because we'll run out of time. Let's grab another phone call. Eric is listening in power, empowered. Eric, good morning. You're on the air with Secretary of State Christy Jacobson.
Yes, thank you. Secretary Jacobson, you threw out the allegations of election integrity problems in Arizona. Do you have any specific examples of that? I think in Maricopa County they count more ballots than we do in the entire state of Montana. Do you have any specific instances of problems that are true election integrity things, not just a broken machine?
Fair question. The machines were down, but also there was a chain of custody question in Maricopa County. But I know that one is totally being scrutinized. There are more lawyers there in Maricopa County than there are in the entire state of Montana right now. Eric, thanks for the question and the call. And Christy, you know, what do you see that validates the reason for pushing an investigation?
Well, I think the number one thing in Arizona, and this is the number one problem that I think all Americans can say, regardless of what party you belong to, and that's a simple fact that we're almost a week out from the election, and we still do not know who the leaders are and who's been elected. So that's the problem, and that needs to be addressed, and that needs to be fixed. That's the number one complaint. For our democracy, we need to have our leaders elected, and we need to have results immediately on election day, and we need to have confidence in that. And we lose confidence the longer it's drug out. And when we're going a week past the election, that is totally unacceptable. And so that's my number one complaint for Arizona. And I did want to go back to Brad and the election judge and his feedback on chain of custody. And I just want to thank you, Brad, for volunteering and being part of the process and part of the solution. We need more people to step up and be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And so I just thank you so much for being gracious with your time and volunteering and participating by being an election judge. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And final question here, just to quickly wrap up. How difficult, easy, how much of a time commitment is being an election judge?
You know, I think it depends on the county, but there's, you know, you have to sign up in advance and take the training and, you know, educate yourself and, of course, then on election day. But it's not a huge time commitment, but I think it's, you know, it's definitely a sacrifice for the people that choose to volunteer and do that. So thank you to all of them.
Yeah, we still have local control, and we have to maintain that. We have to get people involved. And that's what makes it better. Christy, thank you. You know, I'm going to echo Brad's comments in this election leading up to it. Of course, there was some difficulties with the court changing directions in a lot of ways, but really felt that in Montana, and I've heard nationally, other national experts say that we run a pretty tight ship. And so thanks for that, Christy.
Thank you.
All right. So what's next, though? I mean, you're going to verify this week, right? And then...
So we have, we'll do the random selection of the post-election audit and get going on the post-election audit. As far as the election integrity bills go, we are preparing to appeal that and get those laws back on the books. We're not to the finish line yet with those laws that were passed in 2020, and they were all very good laws, highly supported by most Montanans, and that's going to be our focus as well. Now that we've made it through the election day, we can go back to working on getting those laws back on the books, and hopefully the Supreme Court will see the right actions to take.
Yeah, that's yet to be determined, I know, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll circle back on that. Christy Jacobson, Secretary of State. Thank you, Christy. Good job to you and your team. See you guys back here in a bit.
During big game season, we'd like to remind hunters that respecting private landowners and the access they provide is more important than ever. Positive relationships between hunters and landowners impacts all recreationalists. Please remember, respecting private land and building relationships with landowners protects hunting access opportunities. Hunting private land is a privilege. Ask first to hunt, fish, and recreate on private land and follow ethical fair chase hunting practices. It's up to us. Respect access. Protect the hunt. Visit fwp.mt.gov/itsuptous.
Tomorrow, I'm not exactly sure. I got some balls up in the air. It's probably going to be kind of a sports weekend, though. All right? Let's have some fun. Especially after, 2 years of the pandemic. It's time to break loose a little. I do want to talk about this at some point down the road. We hear about carbon credits, right? And we hear about monetizing this whole carbon structure. And I've been completely against that because generally it's going to be a monetary system that I don't have a lot of access to. But there is talk out there about not only doing that for carbon, and this is where this central banking digital currency is dangerous for us. Michael Sheeran, A-S-H-E-R-E-N, former Bank of England advisor. We'll get some of his comments out from this recent UN climate change conference. And they'll be talking about tokenizing not only carbon, but all the air you breathe, every footstep you take. We'll talk more about it. It's kind of a disturbing trend going forward. Anyway, thanks for being here, you guys. Good day.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.